Hi, this is Mairdred from Treebound Cat, and you're listening to Bree and Fim on the Twisted Net... Wait, Bree or Bray? I can never get that right. Well, not like it matters. She can't pronounce anybody else's name. Bree and Fim, Twisted Nether Blogcast, coming your way.
Tick-tock. Let's get this over with. Not quick enough.
Welcome, everyone. This is episode 32 of the Twisted Nether Blogcast for week January 26th of 2009. I am Bree.
Still.
What?
I don't know. It's 2009 still. I thought it was 2010 already. The years have been just going by.
It just started, Fim.
Oh, well.
And by the way, that's Fim.
Yes, I'm here, interrupting Bree as usual.
We're only four weeks in the new year.
No, it just feels like it's been 2009 forever now.
Well, we have a great show this week. We have T-Sun from Melted Faces as our blogger of the week. We also have a story from TJ, and we have some great topics and some news about the patch. So
yes.
We'll get right into it.
Sounds good. Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
This just in. Strong opinions are blogging in from the south, meeting up with meh complacency from the east and chill outlooks from the west. All of which combined for perfect conditions for prime wowing. Your Twisted Nether weather has been brought to you by me, Half, from rarbitchrar.com. And now, here's your Twisted Nether news. Back to you, Fim and Bree.
Why you stop moving? Get up! Me not done!
Where do we want to start? Do we want to start with the patch, or do we want to start with us?
I think we should start with the patch and go from there.
The patch.
The patch.
The patch, which I just found out a second before pushing record that Blizzard agrees that they over-nerfed BM.
it you know what? It's sad. Duh. It's like it's like all the pets in Azeroth are crying.
Yes. I mean, well, like, but see, the thing is that everybody on the PTR was going, "Hey, you went too far. You went too far." And were they listening? No. No, they're going, "No, our numbers say it's okay." Okay, you say so. But, like, everybody decided that they were leaving BM because of the changes that were made. I wouldn't say everybody. I stayed BM.
You did. You're one of the lone. I mean, even yes. BRK abandoned you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And went survival.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that if I switched to survival, I probably could do more DPS. But the amount of time it would take to then learn what I'm supposed to be doing and whatnot. I mean, I was still out of three DPSers in a 23-man NAX tonight. Three hunters, two of which were BM, me and another, and one was marksman. I was out DPSing both of them.
Cool.
So, and I don't know. Maybe they just don't know what they're doing. I'm sure they do. I don't know what was going on. But the patch has screwed a lot of things up. More than likely, they were just still kind of used to the whole steady shot. Because even for marksman, you probably did a lot of steady shotting.
Yeah, well, steady shot's nerfed, so.
Exactly. So the patch included, as you know, most people talked about the hunter nerfs, but there was quite a bit of other stuff in it. Would you go over a little bit of that?
Yeah. Well, from a priest perspective, they nerfed the the circle of healing, and for druids, it was a wild regrowth or wild growth, which was a big thing as much as the hunter stuff. I never spammed circle of healing, so it hasn't been a big problem for me. I don't know about druids that have been used to using their wild regrowth, but that that's been okay for me, at least from my perspective. Also, the Death Knights are now available on any server. You do not have to have a 55 on your desired server to have a Death Knight. You can now make them on any server you want. Now remember, it is one per realm, so you can make an Alliance one and a Horde one on the same server. So be aware of that. I had the benefit of noticing the enchanting mats that were reduced. That was a lot of fun when I enchanted my new boots today. Didn't cost an arm and a leg.
It's great until you run out of the powder anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Dust. Yeah, the dust. But that was great. And the best thing ever is the mining.
Oh, I thought it was Warg Tartar. No?
No. Okay. I don't really care.
Yeah, mining is cool.
Yeah.
One hit.
The mining is the best thing ever.
One hit wonder.
No, it's just phenomenal. I've had such a great time with that because it really, you don't realize how much time you spend smacking on a node until you don't have to do it because you do it once and then part of you feels like you need to hit it again and then you're like, no, they changed it because the first few nodes after it happened, I thought I was missing something. I thought I was getting crappy nodes, you know, that only have one hit. And then I noticed that it was like, no, I remember the patch had the one hit for all the stuff.
There's so one bad thing about that, though, is if somebody is running around farming and mining, it takes them less time.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, if you're trying to, you know, hit mines or whatever or get to them or whatever, they can quickly go from boom, 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 one to the next, clear out a whole place.
And, yeah, but, you know, it's just an adjustment because it's the same thing for herbs.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. And talking about herbs and how to make money. I know everybody's always wanting to make money. Here is a money-making tip. Okay? Today, I decided to drop tailoring on my priest and I'm leveling inscription because I want the shoulder enchants. Yep. And I power leveled her. She's like close to 400 right now. She's like 380. So the Outland herbs that I needed for her inscription, I started farming in Skeddies. Everybody remember Skeddies?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the giants.
The big trees?
Yes, which are, you can pick them. You can loot them after you kill them. And they give you an astronomical amount of herbs quickly. So in an hour worth of farming of those trees, I got maybe 5 or 6 stacks of herbs. So those herbs sell for a lot of money. All herbs are selling for a lot of money. I'm not just talking about Northrend herbs. I'm talking about frickin' blindweed and
everything.
They give another one.
Yeah.
Wild steel bloom or any of those. They all sell for a lot of money. And older, lower end ore also sells for a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I had, I'm leveling my blacksmithing still and I need mithril. And there's not even any on the auction house usually. And if it is, it's really expensive.
Yeah, I sold about nine pieces of mithril for like 20 gold.
Yep.
You know,
pretty crazy.
That wasn't even a full stack. It was just a mithril that I was picking around with Bree when I was trying to level the inscription.
Yep.
So if you're looking to make quick money, you don't want to be bothered by people that have over-farmed an area like Fim is talking about, I highly suggest going into the lobby zones and farming the bejesus out of it, especially like Swamps of Sorrows and the Blasted Lands that nobody goes to. That's where you should go.
Yep. Sounds good. So what else is in our patch? The normal, you know, fixing this and fixing that, right?
Yes.
What else was there? Let's see what we got. Bonus armor. They changed the bonus armor for the bears.
Yeah, ooh. I don't understand any of that, so.
Basically what they changed is so that any item that has bonus armor on them, doesn't get multiplied by talents. but bear form, dire bear form, or frost presence. So cloth, leather, mail, plate items with extra armor, or any other items with any armor don't get multiplied.
Okay.
So like you have a ring and it has armor, you don't, that doesn't get multiplied. But if you have mail and it's just got the normal, or leather, sorry, and it has the normal armor on it, then that does get multiplied. But if it has bonus armor, the bonus part doesn't get multiplied. So if, like, it's, say it had 300 armor and then 150 bonus armor, so it says 450 and is in green or whatever, only that first part would get multiplied by the whatever percent, 300 whatever percent, not the 150.
Okay.
So, also, as soon as you cause a creature to become aggressive to you, taps it.
Oh, yeah, that taps it, yeah.
So if you run up and something starts attacking you and you haven't touched it, nobody else can attack it. Unless they're in your group.
Yeah, levitate and slow fall are now castable on everyone.
Yes.
So if you have the glyph that takes off the regent, like I have it on my priest for levitate, you can cast it as many times as you want on any of your, from raid or party members. It doesn't have to be, you don't even have to be in the party to cast it. It's something that you can cast on anybody. Yep. And also for the people grinding Son of Holdir, rep those relics that you pick off the different mobs in Storm Peaks, those are, can be turned in now to gain rep, and they're not soulbound, so you can make a tiny profit off them if you get them and are already exalted or don't want to grind it, and you can sell it. They're going for a lot of money.
Yes.
Also, I was going to say something else. Oh yeah, the flying carpets. Flying carpets are no longer vehicles, they're mounts, so you don't
fall
have
out
to.
Of the bottom of Dalaran on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wait, they can fly. Never mind.
And if anybody had to do that really nasty quest about, you know, scare the guano out of them, I've skipped it on my hunter on purpose because I didn't want to do it. It's now 10 instead of 15.
Woohoo! Yeah. And there were a whole bunch of changes to Lake Wintergrasp, which you can read in the notes, in the patch notes if you care. The biggest thing is the orb is now instantly clickable. So. Yeah. You just run up, click on it, boom, you win. That's kind of making it easier. There are three different ranks now instead of two. You get the turrets have immunities and all sorts of stuff. And so that should be interesting. That's the Strand of the Ancients. Death Knights have a lot of changes. I don't know.
Yeah, lots of changes, which I'm sure you guys are already familiar with because you're playing it.
Anything else that's really, really cool?
Mining.
Well, no, you already said mining.
I know, but it needs to be mentioned twice.
We don't need to go to an alchemy lab to create flasks anymore. Yay. Any of them. The Northrend Alchemy Research is now 3 days instead of 7. I like that. Of course, I was on my last day of the 7 days when the patch came out. you can get Elixir of Water Walking from Northrend Alchemy Research. I got that.
You can also get, that's how I leveled so quickly, as there was some Ink of the Sea in the guild bank, and I took it. And I use it as currency. There's now this lady in the, where you get inscribing training in
Jessica
Dalaran.
Sellers.
That will, Jessica Sellers, that will give you the ink of your choice for the Ink of the Sea. Now, the ink, Snowfall. Yeah, Snowfall ink is 10 for one.
Mm-hmm.
So you need 10 inks of the seas for one Snowfall, but all the other inks are 1 for 1. So it's 1 Ink of the Sea for whatever ink you need to do, to level. So I did that and, I power leveled it. It was awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The epic leg armor patches and leather working now require a frozen orb. Boo. Boo.
They're boo.
Boo.
Why?
Because they shouldn't require a frozen orb.
Oh, would that come? The frozen orbs, I mean, I had 3 laying around not doing anything with them.
So.
Not that bad. I mean, the only problem is now that they're actually going up in price because people need them. I mean, before you could get them for like 30 gold. Now they're up to 90.
Yeah.
But just do a couple of heroics, you'll get them.
Yeah, still. And they did a few changes to tailoring. They reduced the number of cloth required to make imbued frost weave. which is good. Of course, I had made a whole bunch of it before the change. And let's see. Oh, you can't tame the as BRK puts it, the LSD Wasp of Doom. Although yeah. I did raid with her today, and it was pretty good. You can convert emblems of valor to emblems of heroism for some stupid reason. why you would want to do that? Well, I guess if you had a ton of valor token emblems and you wanted to get those, oh, you can now buy rare gems through 10 emblems of heroism.
Oh, really?
So I guess if you only did 25s, you can convert them to emblems of heroism and buy the items from there. I guess that was kind of the idea.
I guess.
And a bunch of other stuff. I don't think there was anything else that's big. They fixed that wild mushroom plant that is in the ground with Dalaran. They broke the daily cooking again. Uh-huh. It's the same stupid one every single freaking day. So, okay. Yeah, they broke that again. I guess they reverted back to their old broken version of the randomizer. So, I think that's it.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that's it. I think we've covered it, and it's probably been covered.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Okay. We got it all. So what have you been doing?
Well, we've actually, it's been a busy week, actually. I was very happy to say. We actually went into our first 25-man today. I mean, not first 25-man ever, but it was a spontaneous thing. We had a bunch of people on, and we were going to do NAX, like 10-man, and then I was talking to our MT, and I was like, you know what? Let's just put all the 80s that we have online now, throw them into a raid, and let's do OS. So we went in, we did 25-man OS, we grabbed some pugs with us, we did that. We liked the pugs that we had, amazingly enough, and decided, hey, let's start going to do NAX. So we went to NAX, and we cleared two wings, and we're going back on Thursday. And then, it was very cool. We cleared NAX last week with Saffron and Kael'thasad. We killed them off. Just a word of advice, you need at least one piece. I mean, I know people say you don't, but we were running with two healers, so it was pretty... We needed a little bit more resist on there to help out. So it worked out. We all had at least one piece. It helped with the pally, Frost Aura, and also the Druid. We were able to down him, and we did Kael'thasad, and it was awesome. We cleared. And then that same night, I got pulled in to actually tank Resuvius, which is funny because I haven't touched my mind control spell since Botanica.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't remember how to dismiss the mind control. So I'm like feverishly clicking on the same button trying to get it to recast, but I couldn't remember how to dismiss him. But near the end, I figured it out. But by that point, they had killed him, so I'm glad. Because I...
Doesn't matter.
Such a nub. I couldn't remember. So that's what we've been doing. I got a few upgrades. I'm very happy. I upgraded my feet. I got my tier 7 Valorous gloves, and I got...
Did you get your toenails done?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I got my offhand. I got a pretty offhand with lots of spirit. So nice. I was very happy. Yeah.
Very what cool. About you? The other day, I blogged about this, but, we did a whole bunch of stuff with my druid. I logged in and it was the mains of, a whole bunch of people. And I asked if I could bring my druid, Fira, instead. And they said that was okay. So I did, and I did pretty well, in terms of DPS. There's a mage and a death knight. But the death knight he's been working on tanking, like learning to tank. So he was in tanking gear, even though he wasn't the tank. So we actually did heroics with two tanks, one healer and two DPS, instead of like two healers, or just three DPS. So it was kind of interesting. But I did pretty well. Got lots of gear. There's a lot of stuff dropped, mostly blues. but at least one purple. I got gloves, and then I also got a bunch of emblems of heroism, of course. Mm-hmm. And so I bought the neck piece. And during that time, I also hit Revered with Kieran Tor.
Yay!
And that made it so I could buy that dagger. They have this dispel power dagger thing. Mm-hmm. So I bought that and the head enchant for the new helmet I got drop off of something. And all in all, I think I got like 7 new pieces of gear the other night. So was pretty good. Yeah, so it was nice. Gearing her up. I got some enchanted and I need to get a meta gem, but it's pretty good, doing pretty well. We also did 25 man tonight, actually, before I came on. We did OS 25 man pretty easily. We actually got mm-hmm. We actually had 23 people, I think, in the raid, possibly mm-hmm. 24 at the time, but everything went down like butter. I mean, it was just whoop, done. It was beautiful. I mean, I think at some point we had like 40,000 raid DPS or some crazy thing like that. We're like, oh my goodness, let's go kill Gruul. boom, boom, dead. Yes. and then we went into Nax, 25, but we lost a couple people, on the way in because they had to go. So we ended up with a few less, but we still went through the, I think we got through the first spider wing without any wipes at all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy. And then when we went over to, we decided to go to the, was it the plague wing mm-hmm. with Noth, and it just wiped consistently over and over again. Our belief is that we only had 5 healers. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have enough healing for that fight. I think,
you know what was funny is we did Nox, right, today? And I'm used to Nox as 10, so I'm not used to this overwhelming lag that there is in there. I've heard of the lag, people have talked about the lag, but I'm like, I don't know about the lag until I went in there as a 25, and oh my god, the lag is horrible.
Yep.
And We did Nox, and about 5 of our people got locked out because they didn't know that they had to come in. So we killed them with like 18 or something. I don't even mm-hmm. know. So, that was pretty funny. But the Lotheb fight actually got screwed up a little bit because the lag was so bad that my boss mod timers were off. So my heals were off and I was pissed because and the 10 man I don't have an issue. Just because of the stupid lag.
Yeah, because of the stupid timing. You have to lag. Get your time your things perfect. So yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're gonna go back. Since it's the beginning of the week, we have the whole week. So we shall see. Hopefully we'll do better tomorrow night if we can get enough people.
Cross my fingers and toes for you.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a shaman healer. We have we had one paladin, two paladins, one priest, and two druids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had for healers. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch, we have a lot of melee DPS, and then we had a lot of tanks. We had like 5 tanks. So we had our DPS was still decent, but it could have been better. We had issues with the tanks getting the adds, those skeleton dudes.
Yeah.
They were just smacking on the druids and stuff while they're trying to heal. So luckily the druids can cast spells that are instant and stuff. So getting interrupted is not their problem usually. But they're really, what, you know, those tanks had to really go and pick those guys up, and it just didn't work out. And we kept getting hit by the curse. That was what really kind of did us in. Like, we all would get hit by the curse, and then it would be over.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you have to have people really on top of those curses, because if not, that is
think that the lag was contributing to that, because the same thing, where they would like, okay, I did it, but they didn't, and then all of a sudden everybody is dead.
It was the lag. I got DC'd a couple times because of it. It was just horrendous. Yeah. I was so pissed off about it. And, actually, we half the raid half our raid died during Hagen because of the stupid lag and the cursing disease.
I've decided I don't like the in-game holidays. I think that causes this issue because more people are on right now because they're like, "Ooh, we can do this elder thing. Oh, we'll all go into instances." And then the instance server's dead because you can't get into any instances anymore, which happened to us the other night. Yeah. And there's just everybody is just running around doing this elder quests and it's just bogging the server down. Also, every single patch day, no matter what, maintenance day seems to cause lag that same day for whatever reason. There's something going on in the background or something. I don't know. But it was just horrible today. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that it wasn't just our server. I mean, it was pretty bad. The lag was pretty bad. But we did it. We had a really great time. I was super happy to have everybody in the guild, everybody who was an 80 was in the raid, and it was awesome to have everybody together and not deal with the, "Oh, I can't take you today because we only have 10 spots," and, you know, "Oh, well, you know," and it was awesome just being able to throw everybody together and enjoy it at the same time and be in the same group. And so I give a shout out to our MT and our OT who are awesome. I give a shout out to Edris and Slice of Ham. Thank you very much.
Yep.
They won't hear this because they don't listen to this, but I'm going to shout it out anyway.
Tell them. You must listen.
Yeah. Yeah, listen.
Do it.
But, so we're looking forward to going back on Thursday and continuing that.
Yep. Very cool.
Very cool.
So, I think that's all we got.
Yeah.
Next up is our Twisted Blogger. Good stuff.
Z-Week.
Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Av from Holier Than Thou, and I'd like to introduce this week's... The mage has pulled aggro again. I'm sorry, I have to go heal. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the vlogcast.
The world has forgotten what true magic is. Let this be your reminder!
So this week, our Twisted Blog of the Week is T-Sun from Melted Faces, and we have some shadow goodness from T-Sun. So T, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Braith.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks, fam.
So T has a bunch of tunes, and we'll get into them in a little bit. But first, you know, we'll like we tell everybody, we'll start with our generic questions and move forward. But so, how long have you been blogging?
You know, I actually looked that up earlier today. The first blog post was May 1st of last year. 91 posts and counting. So I'm going on a year.
Nice. Wow, that's great.
Pretty
cool. Yeah.
It goes fast.
It does. I hadn't realized it had been as long as it has.
Yep.
But yeah, it'll be a year come May.
Yeah, so.
And then do you wonder, like, you look back and you look, what the hell did I write about for a year?
Sometimes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes. And I'll go back and I'll remember, oh yeah, that was one of my favorites, and I'll have to reread that.
What inspired you to start? From the beginning, last May.
Well, to start blogging, I had just recently started a priest. My husband plays a priest as one of his mini tunes. They're almost all healers. But his priest leveled discipline and then went holy. And I was growing addicted to WoW Insider, which, of course, has just, you know, amazing amounts of information. But everything I was finding on priest was all healy, holy, wasn't my thing. So I started to do a little research, and then I was just having a ball playing Prin and leveling her shadow and kind of laughing in the face of all the healing that was going on around me.
So then you're gonna, you know, be the antithesis of your husband.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I've tried for I don't know how long to get him to roll one of his priests shadow. I even offered to go holy for a while if he would trade off and go shadow, but I can't get him to do it.
I think, you know, it really becomes like a preference. Like, you either like it or you don't. Mm. You know, it's a little bit more, I think, for priests anyway, from what I understand, it's a little bit more extreme than with other characters and specs. I don't know why.
Right.
But, like, But, like, the priests I know, either they really like Shadow or they hate it. You know, there's no, like, gray area.
Oh, yeah. And the holy priests all seem to be, like, forgive the cliche, but holier than thou. And they're all, you know, snobbish about... Oh, no. No, we'll heal you, silliness. Go out there and do your little shadow thing, and I'll just stand over here and heal you the way priests do.
I can respect a shadow priest. I wish I could play one, but I fall into the camp of that I really don't like shadow. It has nothing to do. It just doesn't fit my playstyle.
Yeah.
But I've seen some awesome shadow priests, so I highly respect them.
I had quite a bit of fun on her.
Oh, the past tense.
Well, she's taking a little break. She's not going to be the first tune to go through Northrend, but she will get there soon because she's my jewel crafter.
So back to the original question that I derailed us from.
Oh, yeah.
So you started reading Wild Insider. Your husband had one. You decided to roll one. And so what caused the transition to blogging?
Just because all of the information I was finding out there... dealt with the healing or discipline side of the priest, there wasn't really a lot going on with Shadow. And just like so many people say, you don't find it until you start it yourself.
Right.
And I didn't even know shadowpriest.com existed at the time, which is, you know, I love that site. But I found a couple other good ones. Misery, Shadow Priest blog, is just awesome. And kind of wanted to look at it more from what can I do with this tune as opposed to what do most people expect from a priest.
Okay, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's what got me blogging about her.
Very cool.
So, is WoW your first MMO?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, WoW was the first game I ever played on the PC. It was dedicated console gamer, all the way back to the Atari 2600.
Oh, Atari.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Pac-Man and Asteroids. And the first time I tried to play WoW, I couldn't do it. I'm going to date myself now. My daughter's boyfriend was a WoW player, and he knew that I loved Morrowind and Oblivion, or Morrowind back in the time. So he told me that I really needed to try this World of Warcraft thing. So I went and I got the free trial and I installed it and I made a human mage, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you go through the little opening story and your character pops out there on the lawn and I can't even figure out how to move her. You know, I'm having to look at the keyboard, where's the W and what makes me walk. Just completely lost, and some guy comes running up to me and begins to jump up and down on my head.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see around. You know, I've got it completely zoomed in, almost to first person. I can't even figure out how to zoom out to see what's going on around me, and this kid is jumping up and down on my head, and then he drops a dual flag.
Nice.
And I'm like, what the hell is this? What is this? Who is this? It's not even clicking for me that this is a real person. I'm thinking, this is weird. I've never seen anything like this in a game before. Because I've never done anything online multiplayer like that. So I finally turn around and I'm figuring out how to step across the lawn. And he drops the dual flag again. And then he starts chicken emoting and pointing and laughing and running. I mean, physically running in circles around my tune. And I'm like, ah, screw it. I don't want this. And I just turned it off, uninstalled it, and went away for about 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And again, daughter's boyfriend wouldn't let up. Several friends I knew had already started playing, so I thought, well, I'll give it another shot. And I made an undead mage and named her Disparity as kind of a double entendre pun. Because, you know, WoW had been out for almost 2 years at this point. I thought, I'm going to be way behind the curve. And it also sounded like a cool undead name. But it kind of took off with that, and it's been just an amazing ride ever since day two.
Oh, very cool. So, now talking about another MMO, very quickly. You posted about Warhammer. So did you? Were you playing it? And if you were, what are you still playing it, or did you?
I took a little break from WoW. I had 470s and a mage coming up. It was a little while before Lich was coming out. I had some time to spare. I think that day, I was between jobs, so I was out over the summer, and WoW was down for Tuesday maintenance or something, and I'm just surfing around on the internet, and I saw the preview trailer to Warhammer, and I thought, oh, I gotta see that. So I went out and I bought it and I installed it, and I fell in love with the PvP aspect, which is just amazing for me because I hate PvP.
The PvP in Warhammer is
it was actually fun for someone like me who's not, you know, I'm never going to be anyone's idea of quick on the button. I don't have the reaction time of all you kids. Get off my lawn.
So what brought you back to WoW?
No,
are you still playing it? I should ask you that first.
Warhammer in, I don't, a couple of months, I guess, and I even let the account lapse. I knew that Lich would bring me back. I don't think I was prepared for quite how strongly it was going to call to me.
It's like those evil voices that keep whispering you everywhere you go in Northrend. You know, it's like you could hear it in your head.
Yeah. Tea, come, loot my livers.
Loot my livers. Yeah, it was horrible. You know, this game, it's funny because, you know, I've been through, now it's two expansions, but my brother quit well into BC. Like, I think, 6 months into BC, he quit. And him and his wife just came back to the game with Lich, and I was like, I never thought I would see you again in this game. And he's like, it called to me. It just made me come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my God.
And the storylines and the whole Nordic kind of feel to it. It's much more classic fantasy than I think BC was. I really think it's a much better demonstration of what the game has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm really enjoying the that it went back to the old Azeroth feel, which I really enjoyed.
No problem. Moving on. We noticed you had a Warcraft pets profile on your sidebar. Why don't you tell us why you like collecting in-game pets?
Well, because you always have someone to go fishing with.
It's a good reason.
So who's your fishing buddy?
I just kind of cycle through them. I've thought about it long and hard. I don't know if I can name one of them that's my favorite, other than, I'm a cat person, IRL. And the Bombay looks just like my little Tibby kittens. So she's one of my favorites, the Bombay cat. And Dee got me the Siamese cat shortly after he dinged 70. So, I like my cats.
And Dee's your husband?
Yes, Dee's my husband.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. I was like, I don't know.
My healer extraordinaire.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So which one are you currently lusting after?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be the Firefly or Mr. Pinchy. I'm taking, you know, just concentrated stabs at each of those over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. So, are you also trying to get? Have you gotten the one from Dalaran? The one that you have to do when you do the what is it? The higher learning?
No, I haven't yet. I'm working my way through some of the achievements as I level.
So, are you interested in getting that one? Because I hear that one's a bit of a pita, but the little elemental.
Yeah, I haven't done much on it. I don't know if it's something I'm going to be able to pull off, but There's always a chance. There's always a chance.
Cool. So, let's see. And, so you have a warlock, Death Knight, and a Shadow Priest. Did you happen to notice that they're, all evil?
What are you trying to say, fam?
I don't know.
You seem to have. I know that somebody's really attracted to goth stuff.
They have something
you know?
In common other than all being evil.
Well, okay, I wouldn't label them evil. Okay, let's label them.
Well, they are kind
dark.
Of evil.
They all are. Attracted.
They all deal in shadow.
Yeah.
So it's that hot glowing, you know, purple casting animation, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that what gets you?
I think so. Yeah, they really give me a lot of crap that if hunters need a shadow shot, so that I can justify having a hunter.
At least one that looks dark and purple, even if it's not shadow.
And she kind of is. I kind of decked her out in some purple.
Well, there you go.
So that you feel more at home.
Exactly. I don't know. All my tunes kind of seem to get their own little personalities. And the hunter, Holly, is just kind of too goofy and ditzy to really be much danger to anyone other than herself.
she's in danger
exactly,
of shooting her own
exactly.
Foot.
She steps in her own traps and...
So, what type of server?
I'm
on a
PvE
right
server, fluffy bunny mode.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
that's
how
perfectly
I like
fine.
It.
I'm really like dying for some miracle upon miracles for my server to be have a chance to transfer from free to PvE server. I'll be taking that in a heartbeat.
Get the whole guild to go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Probably not everybody, but a lot of
I
them
can't are. Even imagine the frustration of having to level on a PvP server. I can't. I should never PvP ever, because I am the absolute world's worst sport.
It has its moments.
I just don't want to always be looking over my shoulder. Yeah. It's just not, you know.
Well, you definitely receive heightened awareness of your surroundings.
What? The only thing I'm worse at than losing is winning. I mean, I'm just unbearable. You don't want to be around. Take that. Eat it. If I actually manage to get a good shot off,
you know,
and then, you know, someone's going to come up behind me and own me. And then I'll even be worse. I'll be so mad.
You know, it can be very, very, very frustrating, but it can also be very exhilarating when somebody tries to gank you and you pwn them. It, especially one-on-one, it really, if you're able to kill them, you get a rush. You really do. But 9 out of 10 times, they own me. Because, you know, the Horde and my server, they don't travel alone.
Right.
They travel in packs. You know, they're like wolves.
Uh-huh.
So, if they find you like a little lamb by yourself, you're lunch.
Too funny. So,
But I've been there 4 years. But I would like change pace. But anyway, so how many alts do you have right now? And I read that you leveled your lock right now. Is your lock currently?
Yeah,
your
she kind of always has been. She was the first to 60, the first to 70, and she just recently was the first tune to 80.
Ooh, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. I think she is, when I think of all my tunes, she's the one that I think of that's most me.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been with me pretty much since the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
She's
into the shadow purple thing.
Absolutely.
Sacrificing demonic demons.
She's affliction. She didn't really get into that whole demonology thing. I mean, there was the
cursing
brief
people.
Dalliance with the the fell. hunter, yeah. But that was short-lived, and it meant nothing to her.
Oh. So she still holds the dots.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've managed to resist having a dot timer for 2.5 years now. I'm still not going to succumb to the call. It's becoming more and more and more of a pain.
Use
but,
it.
I love it.
You know you want it.
No, I don't want a dot timer.
It's like the mod's going to whisper her in-game.
It's going to install itself.
These are the reasons why I don't raid, so I don't have anyone telling me, oh, you let, you know, haunt drop. So?
There you go.
Sue me.
Too bad.
Makes sense. Yeah, she is the main, and I've got a Death Knight that's coming up behind her, and that's Terrorize. With her
terrorize.
Silly pun spelling. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know how many times people will go, oh, I just got that. Like, wow, I thought I was bad. And then still hanging out at 70 are Pran the Shadow Priest and Rigatoni the Rogue and Holly the Hunter.
Holly the Hunter. So what's the pet's name?
Holly's pet? Oh,
yeah.
Who does she got right now? She went to Turistful Glades and tamed one of the bats and named it Detroit because it's got the red wings. Yeah, hockey fan.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Melted Faces is obviously a reference to Shadow Priest, at least kind of. You going to level your Shadow Priest in Lich? And what are your thoughts about Shadow Priest in the Lich landscape?
Yeah, Pran is going to get leveled. I think she's going to be next after Terror. I've got to get Terror up so she can tank, and then Pran can come along behind.
Yep.
And she's the Jewel Crafter. So far as Shadow Priest play in Lich, I haven't done much more than go out and respec and check out some of the new toys. It looks like with the new mechanics from the big pre-expansion patch, we're going to have a lot of new things to play with and learn from on the mana regen front. This whole one pot per encounter, but they've given us new ways to regen mana. You know, you've got dispersion, you can pot, you can shadow fiend, you can vampiric touch. Doesn't look like, I know everyone just, you know, Q and big delicious rivers, but. Exactly. There are ways around it. You know, no one is saying you've got this, you know, finite bar of mana and that's it. And when it's gone, you're done. You just need to go sit over on the sideline. There are new ways. It's just going to be, you know, learning a new gameplay, learning a new playstyle.
Yep.
It's kind of like getting a whole new class all over again, so.
Something like that.
I'm looking forward to it. I think she's going to be a good time. I know I won't be taking her holy again. I learned my lesson.
So you succumbed to the light?
I did. I took her holy in this. I actually posted about it. It was pretty funny, but D got it in his head when he had his druid. He took his druid feral so he could tank, because the only way he could stand and not heal would be if he tanked. So in Show of Solidarity, I took Prin Holy, and we got this in our heads that if I specced her the right way and decked her out in some gear, that I would be able to heal a heroic. And no, I can't heal a heroic. It was abysmal. It was hilarious. But I did try. And then the very next day, I took her to the Isle, Qualdanas, to do dailies. Mm-hmm. And I died so many times.
Doing dailies on the Holy Priest back then.
I made this joke on the blog post about how, you know, the chick that you donate the 10 gold to is one of your quests.
Yeah.
That, you know, so-and-so's rough cuticle hits Principessa for 5,000 critical damage.
you die.
You know, only I, yeah, only my holy priest could die trying to turn in gold. Feed the poor. Sure. Bam, you're dead.
So, Twisted Cheetos.
Yeah, Twisty Cheetos.
What's the attraction there? I mean, Twisted Cheetos? I mean, I can understand Cheeto Puffs.
But have you tried the Twisty ones?
No.
Okay, well, they have a twofold advantage. The first advantage is... a twofold advantage. The first advantage is that the shape allows them to collect much more of that orange powdery chemically crap that's supposed to taste like cheese.
Cheeto dust.
Yeah.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
The second advantage is that the way to eat Cheetos is to let them kind of melt in your mouth. And the twisty ones bite off into almost perfect little loop bite-sized shapes.
Mm.
So you can get 3 or 4 bites out of one twisty Cheeto. You can't do that with a normal Cheeto.
Yep.
A normal Cheeto, like 2/3 of it fits in your mouth, and you're like, well, what the hell? I went 2/3, I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Of course.
Okay, so then now the glory of the Twisted Cheeto has been
and
exposed.
It starts with twisty and twisted stuff, so we're all about that.
Yeah. And exactly.
Yeah,
we like twisted.
Exactly. You're going to try it now, aren't you? You're sitting there thinking about
it.
Yes. You're sitting there thinking about a mouthful of cheese dust.
If I bought a bag, it would disappear before I ever touched it.
Yeah, they kind of do.
The kids would just, whoop, where'd it go? To hide it somewhere.
That's the best thing about the kids growing up and leaving home, is that you don't have to hide your snacks anymore.
You don't have to hide my office is full of snacks that is like hidden from them, so it's just for me. Yeah, that's mine.
That's true.
It's in my office, like, you can't touch it.
Like exactly.
Like Red Bull Stash that's hidden in the back of the refrigerator.
Exactly.
Isn't that hilarious? My mom used to try to hide sodas from us, but she screwed it up because she was too lazy to go get it herself. And then she ended up saying, go in the closet, lift up that shoebox, back in the bag behind your dad's boots is a Coke. Bring that to me.
And then you look at it for there next time, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You won't miss the second one.
Yeah. I'll just take two when I take one. No problem.
There you go.
I thought I had 4 in here. I don't understand.
If you're gonna hide your stuff, just don't send anybody else to get it.
Exactly. So you mentioned on your site that you aren't interested in end game content. What are your goals at the end game then?
Well, we're not interested in end game content while it's still in game content.
Okay, so clarify.
So you can go do Black Temple now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not to Black Temple yet. But we just totally kicked the Nyx's ass the other day.
Ooh, well, that's two things back.
We did. Oh, now aren't you sad now that they're nerfing the amount of gold that she drops? She went from 180. No, I know, but I mean, if you do it, it'd be nice to get some extra like pocket change.
Yeah, yeah, it would.
The reward, though, is significantly over the required difficulty of the encounter at this point.
It really is. What was funny, our first shot at Anixia, Dee and I decided we were going to do this one morning. It was probably a Saturday morning. And we got up and we checked auctions, and then he said he was going to go work on the house. And I said, you know, before you do, let's just peek our heads in there. And I died within like the first 2 or 3 minutes. He's a resto shaman. I got up and did the dishes and started a load of laundry and came back and looked, and you know, he's still battling away. And I got up and I picked up the house a little bit, and I came back and looked over. And it, you know, by now it's 20-25 minutes into the fight, he's still whacking away at her.
Oh, wow. So how long did he whack away?
He can't kill her, but he can't die. Oh, I think it took like 30, 35 minutes before she went to phase 2. And then he lost
it. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
He couldn't hang on.
So then what are you guys like doing the Retro Tent? You know, like now you would go back to Outland and do Temple and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gone back and taken guildies through some of the dungeons that they didn't get to see, some of the level 70 stuff. I dinged 60 the night before BC released. Mm-hmm. So I never got to see Molten Core. I never got to see Zul'Gurub. I've been to Zul'Gurub since. I never got to see AQ. I never got to go to Blackwing Lair. Mm-hmm. All of these things that are still so cool just for the design and the game elements and the visuals and the lores and the scripted events. It's just also amazing. But without all the stress of having 40 people in there and someone yelling at you, go here, do this, heal that. It's way more fun played our way.
So now, if you had another set of 80s that just dinged, that didn't want to do 80 content in the sense of like rating or whatever, and they wanted to do, they wanted to get some idea of what to do, what would you tell them? I mean, we have now the retro rating, getting people to go for the old rating content. Mm-hmm. What else would you suggest for them to do? What else do you do to occupy your time if you're not doing that?
Well, there are all those achievements. Mm-hmm. We've loved squirrels. We've collected pets. We've collected mounts. We've gone back and earlier tonight, Dee and I were running barehanded through Wailing Caverns trying to hit the 400 unarmed. Mm-hmm. While knocking out some of those low-level dungeon achievements that we didn't have for some reason or another.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's hilarious. We pulled the entire Wailing Caverns in one pull.
The whole thing in one pull?
The whole thing in one pull. Nice. We got to the very end and threw two or three Seeds of Corruption and a Shadow Flame to set them off, and it was just mass destruction. It was so awesome.
You see, that needs a screenshot. All those bodies surrounding you needs a screenshot.
And the funny thing was, I didn't even think about it at the time. I did get a screenshot of Mal slapping a druid in Wailing Caverns, because it was an awesome screenshot. I caught her in like mid-pop.
You see, now, this stuff, like that, I would get a screenshot, have all these bodies around, and then put, like a caption on top says, fear me, you know, because look at the destruction that could be. I mean, that would be a great screenshot for the blog.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, my God, my screenshot folder is so full, it's not even funny.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, because I'm just constantly, that's hilarious, that's hilarious, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, the picture I put up, I think, was it today or yesterday, was we were doing a quest in Grizzly Hills, and there's mm-hmm. one where you go and you do some kind of dart into some woman, and then you ride this horseback with her, and in Boomkin form when I did it, when I jumped on it, and I jumped on in Boomkin form. So on this monster... you know, owlkin sitting on this little bitty horse, and the people that were questing me were going, oh, poor pony, oh my god, and I'm like, yeah, I can hear the thing going
as we're running,
and it looked like it was slowing down too. It's like, I can't do it, I can't make it. It was so much. It was great.
The unintended comedy sometimes of is course. Just the best parts.
Yeah.
But there's so much out there to do at 80. There is so much. Go fishing. Go try to farm every single type of meat.
Raise all your
I've got one bank toon named Exalted. Flaming Elf, and all she does is hold my food.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, when we were doing the daily cooking quest in chat. Yep.
Uh-huh.
I've got 570s that she had to hand out meat to every day. Here's your klepto, here's your klepto, here's your klepto, here's your klepto. She's like a soup kitchen.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, man, she's like the lunch lady.
Exactly. Well, she, you know, she's level 27, I think, before I abandoned her. She doesn't do anything but hold meat. She can't go farm that. That's somebody's going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. You know what, yep. when you were talking about the owl pin, whatever, the moonkin, I was thinking about, you know, the Sons of the Whole Deer, when you do the quest up there and they turn you into one of those big ice maidens.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. So, like, I get on my flying mount, and my griffin looks...
Yeah,
she looks so freaking huge. It's like an adult on a kid toy, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Poor thing. Yeah, mine's running around on a flying carpet. And she doesn't, like, get into the surfing animation when you put her up there. She just stands there like a statue. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my priest gets up there. I'll have to try it out because he's got his little flying carpet ready to go.
Oh, it's 77. Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't even have epic flying on him, so he'll have the little slow carpet.
And then it'll even seem so slower because it'll look like it's so heavy. It can't even move.
And it won't move.
Because she's a freaking brick, man.
Yes. Luckily, it's just an illusion. See, it's just an illusion.
Yeah, well, I swear to God, the griffin keeps squawking at me each time I get on it. He's like, what the hell are you doing to me? Come on now.
You're trying to kill me?
Yes, exactly.
She's like, really now? Come on.
So, exactly.
I find it humorous each time it happens.
So, from a blogging perspective, what is the biggest hurdle you've had to overcome?
Staying fresh and staying current. It's so easy. I mean, I'm just a voracious blog reader as well. So not only am I spending most of my day with my Google Reader popped up on one of my screens, so I can kind of keep an eye on what's going on, but so often you'll see a topic and you'll think, oh, I've got something I could say about that. But if all you want to do is just regurgitate what you're reading, it's not very useful. I think you need to have your own unique perspective or your own unique slant to things, or you know, maybe what you read reminds you of an experience that you had and you can talk about your experience. But it can be hard to stay fresh with it. It's so easy to read all these other posts and think, oh yeah, I could talk about that, I could talk about this, I could talk about this, and the next thing you know, you open up your reader and everybody on it is saying the same thing. You know, what's the point? Staying current, believe it or not, is harder than I would have guessed.
Right.
Just because things do change so often.
Yeah. This changed so often.
You could say something... Exactly. You could say something on Monday about the mechanics of this one certain spell, and well, they hot fixed it on Tuesday, and by Wednesday you're irrelevant.
Yeah, that's true enough. Yeah. That's like all these. Like, I feel bad for a lot of there's like a lot of bloggers. Like, I know that Gray Matter has had issues with this. That they have guides from BC, and the majority of those guides are totally irrelevant now. I mean, you can't use them to try and help you figure out how to play a certain spec of a class because there have been so many changes. So they have to go back and rewrite these if they want to. I mean, some people have just said, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
They put a big disclaimer.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Just say, figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, paladins.
Yeah.
I mean, hello. Hi, you now completely have a totally different class, so you have no clue how to play. Enjoy.
This is true enough.
Well, it gives the bloggers more things to do. Everything stayed the same, there'd be nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
I'm doing the same thing I've always been doing. Again. Wait a sec. That's what I do. That's how I blog. Forget it. Nothing should change.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least you don't have to worry, Fim. You don't really focus on specific
I don't focus on anything.
Stop. You focus on yourself. There's your focus.
Yeah, I am completely self-centered. It's the best.
It's the way to be.
Yes, then no one has to. I am unapologetic.
You know,
what did I do?
I'm hearing a little shadow in your voice, ma'am.
I am shadow right now. I have a shadow priest. I'm not very good at playing him. But I have him.
Strafe.
Yes, yes.
Strafe is probably the best thing that I ever came across.
Yes. I've got him to, he's at 75. I got my AoE I haven't tried yet. I got to play with it. Sounds cool.
Is that the Mind Seer?
Yeah. I haven't played with it.
Yeah, see, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I know he'll go holy when I hit 80 if I stay Shadow now, just because that's really where we have a need, would be more healers. So we have plenty of DPS. I have plenty of DPS. I've got a Boomkin. I've got a Hunter that are both at 80. The Boomkin could heal, but I'd prefer having the... I like Priest healing better than Druid healing. Like, I've played with both. And I'm just... That's my... Just the way the Priest heals, the different types of things they can do, I enjoy that better. I mean, some people like Jess from Lady Jess, she doesn't like healing as a priest. She likes healing as a druid. It's,
really?
Know. So, you know, I have to teach their own. She had both and likes druid instead. Hey, whatever.
You know, I made a little druid a couple of years ago on the Alliance side, believe it or not. I made a Night Elf druid because... watching the intro to the vanilla.
Yeah.
When the Night Elf goes running through the forest and like jumps over the creek and immediately turns into the Black Panther cat. And I'm like, oh yeah,
that's cool.
That's what I want to be. That's what I want
to
be.
Now, if video technology could get, you know, the graphic technology could get to that level. While we're still playing the same game.
She really does look like, yeah, she looks like a big footed gawky thing. And they gave me the bear and they gave me the seal and they didn't want to give me the cat. And I was, oh, never mind. I don't have that kind of patience.
Forget it. I'm done.
Exactly.
See, what you're supposed to do is... Exactly. What you're supposed to do is you turn around and you go, honey, come level this for me. Says, I want a cat.
I had her at like 18 and I got invited to go to Dead Mines and heal it. And I'm like, okay. And it was before I moved to Michigan, before Dee and I were married. And he called me. He said, what are you doing? I said, oh, going to Dead Mines on my druid. He goes, oh, yeah? Who's healing? I said, I am. And he goes, oh, boy.
That's a lot of confidence. What's up with that?
I said, what? And he goes, nothing. I'm sure you'll be great. But just remember to do this and do this and do this and do this and don't do this. And do
yes.
This. I'm like, well, okay, you're making me a nervous wreck. I have to hang up now.
Yeah, healing on my druid, especially if you're not specced, resto is just painful.
Right.
Like, there's like, oh, look, I have all this mana. Oh, no, I don't. What? Yeah. Where'd it go? Because, like, I'll do things heal, like pop out and start healing, you know, and because there's something going wrong or whatever. I'll start healing to help out the healers. And it's like, I go from full health, full mana to, like, I do three spells and I have none. And I'm like, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Three life, you know, whatever the... Life bloom. And oh, life I'm all bloom. Down. Mm-hmm. All done. They're ticking for 600 a three stack, but.
So what happened at the dead mine?
Oh, we did fine. I got like an awesome staff.
Oh, the Ember Stone.
For Colby. Stone. Yeah. I got the awesome staff for him, and then he told me, like, our name was Colby. Because Night Elves were cheesy.
Oh my, that's awesome. You have this like similar naming conventions in Fim, you know, it's like there's a pun. There's puns.
Yeah, the horribly awesome pun.
Mine aren't puns.
Or painful. Horribly painful.
Fim, your priest's name is fun.
Yeah, so. Because I was playing out.
F-H-U-U-N?
F-H-U-U-N. Because I was... I didn't have any intention on leveling him. I wanted to try out the Draenei starting area. So I created Draenei priest because I didn't have one of those. So I'm like, well, I need to name him with an F. So what can I name him? Well, how about Fun? F-U-N. Well, you can't name him Fun. Yeah, because I'm playing around. So I'm going to have some fun. So I was like, well, how about like P-H-U-N? Well, that's not interesting. How about two U's? There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Exactly. And I have a warrior named Frank with two N's.
And this, our gentle listeners,
my son named
is
that.
A glimpse into Fimbliss's mind.
Yes. But my son named Frank.
I made a little Draenei shaman and named her M. Knight.
M. Knight shaman. Good.
Oh my God.
That was good.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go. That's good. I like that. See, I have less freedom to do all those cool things because I have decided that F is the first letter of everything I do. Like, my Death Knight is named Fear Me, F-E-A-R-M-I.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I still like Bree's Death Knight's name better than anything else.
Oh, do tell.
Actually, my Death Knight's name is inspired by one of the bloggers. When the whole zombie invasion was happening, I got really excited. I was really happy about it, right? So I got on the VHN and I was like, oh, the zombies, I'm going to eat your brains. Bye-bye, the brains. And, yeah, I get very silly when I'm, you know, talking about zombies. And, Stop from the Stoppable Force, he goes, oh, zombie, and I'm like, oh my god, I love that!
Zombie, that's awesome!
So that is my official Death Knight name.
Oh, that's awesome, I love that. I wanted to name mine Giggles, but it was taken.
Nah. Someone probably named their Night Elf Hunter Giggles or something.
probably, yeah. I'm like, no, I have a little undead with big purple pigtails.
There you
actually,
go.
How could she not be named Giggles? But she's not. She's Terror.
I actually named one of my friends, he's a hunter. His pet was a scorpion. And I told him, name it Giggles. And he named it Giggles.
There you go.
Scorpion Giggles on it. So there you go. Why not? See, that's too funny. Without even knowing, I was honoring him. Yeah.
I have other ironic names, like my druid. When I created her, I named her after a spell from Final Fantasy, Fira. But see, she wasn't a mage; she's a druid. It's not fire, you know. It's ironic, you know.
Oh wow! And on, you know, fantastic tangents. I think we've run out.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Where's my stick? I could beat this dead horse just a little bit longer.
Well, I was riding it, so that's what killed it. So. It was the boomkin. Sorry.
On your big stone woman.
Yeah, the big stone woman.
The stone woman ready to suffocate the poor animal underneath.
Yes. Yeah. Oh boy.
So T, it seems that we're coming to the end.
It's been an awesome ride.
Absolutely awesome. You've been a fantastic guest. Thank you so much for coming on. Would you like to say
hello
or anything to anyone before we go?
Hey, thanks for having me. Hello to everybody in BG&E. I love you guys. And hopefully we'll be land partying Sunday.
All right. I love land parties.
Kara, here we come.
Woohoo. Is that a reference to my football earlier this week? Yeah, so... I meant Nax people. Oh, that's right. You guys run the retro stuff. Yeah. So, Carol, you would be coming.
They do the retro.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. We're looking at
Kara
this weekend.
Well, enjoy Kara and have a great time at your party. And thank you again so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bree. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you again. No problem. Glad to have you.
Bye.
Hi again. It's Maticus. With such a busy raiding, blogging, and studying schedule that I have, I can't catch up on a whole lot of blog readings. So I turned to the Twisted Nether blogcast to catch up on what's happening. This week's headlines coming up shortly.
Say hello to my big friend!
So we got topics.
Yes.
What's Hot Pockets? Hot Topics?
Hot Pockets of the Week.
Hot Pockets of the Week. I think we should just name it that.
That's
Hot
all,
Pockets of the Week.
Who was that said that?
Oh, geez, that's right.
It was the first guy, one of our first person who gave us the audio clips was from BRK's, it's from AC, right? It was...
Oh, Dumulus.
Doom, yes. That's what
yes.
It was. Yes.
Yeah. See?
Dumilius. Yes, he was Dumilius. The one that did the Hot Pockets of the Week.
Yes, there you go.
So
we'll name it Hot Pockets.
Yes.
So our first topic, actually, this is kind of dated at this point because Anna already solved her issue, but when I saw this, she hadn't. Anna from Too Many Annas had a problem that it's actually an interesting problem that our peers out there could probably relate to, and then also you may be able to relate to in a
in a different different angle. What do you do with old characters when you don't want to play them anymore? And her problem is that she has a priest, that she enjoys being a priest, but her storyline and the character herself, she doesn't enjoy playing anymore. Mm-hmm. So the idea, she had like several options there, like, does she delete her? Should she make her a bank alt? Should she just like do the whole payment thing and just do this whole change and change her face and her, put her in the witness protection program? Change everything and do like a face off type of thing and change her. And she had the dilemma, and there a lot of people were making different options of what to do. But I thought it was an interesting thought, you know, especially for people that build these storylines around these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do when you just don't want to deal with them anymore?
you could do like what TV shows do and like kill them off in the the RP, you know, like, oh, and I'm going to, oh, they fell off the cliff and they can't be resurrected. Oh no. I don't know. They went away forever.
Far, far away. Yeah.
They stepped through a portal and were never seen again. Freak portal accident.
freak transportation. What is it? Transport malfunction.
Transporter
like
malfunction.
Yeah,
yes. They were split into two people, good side and bad side. And
So the article itself is interesting because it poses that question, and a lot of people had different comments. So the comments and the post itself are really cool to read. What Anna finally decided to do is that she sort of converted the character as a, say, NPC type, and actually used the physical form of the character and redid it. Like she got her changed and the face and the hair and the whole bit. So she's reinvented this character. The priest is no longer that priest that she had. She's now writing another storyline for the new one, but it's still a priest because she wanted to keep the class. She doesn't want the character.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
That works.
Yeah. And the next one.
Yep. The next one was from, I sheep things. Yes.
Yes.
From Auradon.
Yeah, Auradon.
Yes. I wanted to know if you ever noticed that green is the new gray.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that it's either like vendored or D.
Yeah, like what, if you notice that you don't ever really get a green and put it on right away. Like, do you get a green, a drop, it's a random drop green. And you go, wow, that's an upgrade. I'm going to put it on. No, you don't do that.
No.
You either DE it right away. You send it to somebody to be DE'd. You send it to somebody to vendor it. You send it to an alt that can use the item because they, for some reason, are not doing as well. Or you send it to an alt and they will be able to use it later. And I've noticed actually as an adjunct onto that, that whenever I do that, I never put that on. That person.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to that level, that item is not very good anymore.
I agree.
So,
yeah.
I DE everything. All the greens. Every green goes to my DE-er. And I still don't have enough.
The
dust.
Thing is, like, there's some greens that are worth something, like the wolf and the.
Yeah,
wolf,
I generally DE everything. I need to get the mats anyway, and I don't even take the time to take a look. Because every time I've ever, even ones that are good, I've taken even, like, BOE blues. And tried to sell them on the auction house and and it's miserable. I can't sell it for nothing. It's not even this worth it. True. I might as well just get the shard.
It's very true, actually. I've noticed that this time around. I mean, I think it was during BC and vanilla while you could still
yes.
sell some greens. You could still, have them sent so that your alt, I mean, not that the alt would use it that often, but every once in a while. But yeah, I mean, I've never really thought about it, but he said that his wife sort of mentioned it to him, and it struck him that he realized that, yeah, you don't really use greens for anything other than mats for enchanting or for vendor trash and just basically to subsidize your needs. I mean, I know that when we do runs, all those greens get to eat. I mean, they go into the guild bank. They don't ever get to anybody. We don't even bother.
Guild enchanter.
Yeah.
So even like blues, we just, even BOE blues, we just boop, to eat.
You know, we haven't sitting in the bank. We have like a tab, like half a tab is full of BOE blues that are really good, but nobody uses them.
We have greens sitting in the bank. Because what we were doing for a while is everybody was putting their greens, the stuff that greens they got to build up the guild bank coffers. And then the guild master was going in and selling them, either vendoring them or auction house. And we had like 10,000 gold in the guild bank, probably more by now, just from doing that, like near the end of BC. Because a lot of people were buying stuff like twinking characters and stuff, trying to level them up before the thing, expansion, etc. So people were buying things. Then, but since then, he's been real busy, and we have like our guild bank is full of like useless crap, lots of greens, a lot of old stuff. Yeah. So sooner or later we got to get rid of them. I only have access to take like one thing out from each tab a day. For each character I have. So, well, of course, so I have I have three officers, so I could, I guess, go in and take out, let's see, what is that? 3 times 3 is 9 per care is 9 total. So I could take 9 things out a day. That's it. 9 things total for all three characters. I don't know. To me, it doesn't make any sense. Why don't they just have enchanting mats drop?
Yeah,
I think that'd be better. Nice. Then, if you don't have a DE, you don't have to worry about it.
I actually am I'm gonna make a tank actually, and my tank is going to be an enchanter. Cool. She's already like 2-something.
Nice.
And because I don't have a DE, I have to rely on other people, and it drives me crazy. Yep.
I have start from again.
Character.
My
insert
rogue
here.
Is my D-ear. Everybody goes, what? Your rogue is a D-ear? Oh, yeah. And he's a jewel crafter. He's a jewel crafter and D-ear. It's whatever was left, that's what he got. So, he was my bank alt. So that's why he was my enchanter, is because then he would get all the crap and DE it. So, but then I got to a point where I couldn't DE stuff anymore. So I had to level him so I could get to the next level so I could DE him. And then it just I ended up leveling him to 70. But he's still sitting at 70. Sooner or later, what I would love to do is start actually leveling him at some point. I want to get the priest first because I want to have the healer. But, because the process of leveling him, I can see me having an insane amount of stuff to DE because of all of the quest rewards that I've been vendoring on everybody else. I mean, that's the other thing I wish. I wish, like, these quest rewards or whatever, they should, like, I don't know, there should be a way to DE without having to mail it. Like, you should be able to DE soulbound stuff. You should be able to, like, put it in that little, like, will not trade, just like when you get something enchanted, and have an enchanter be able to DE it for you. That would be nice. Or maybe a scroll of disenchant. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice.
Unenchanting scroll. that's all we got for topics. One last thing I had and I'd like to just add it to this to the show notes too. A few weeks ago or whatever, Jess from Lady Jess and More, I think is what it is, had I don't think we talked about this, did we? A guide to pets. I don't know if we talked about it.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
But she had this guide to pets that she put together like in 3 parts. To pet collector guide, that's what it is. And it might be interesting to anybody who is looking to try to get those achievements. So figured that should probably be included in here. I thought that was an interesting guide. It was in 3 different parts, 3 different types of places to get pets ways.
Yeah. I'll put them in there.
These are non-combat pets. So.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yep.
I'll put that there.
Yep. And next up we have our second installment of the very popular, I think, story time.
It was popular with me at least.
I liked it. Story time with TJ. She's back again with a story about BRK. So you maybe want to listen closely because they're great friends, but you know she has a lot to say. So give it a listen.
Yeah.
Hi, Swim and Bree. My story this week is about how BRK totally can't be trusted. If you read my blog, you know that I was in, still am in Ethereal Circle, and a while ago I was raiding with them, and if you read my blog for a long time, you know that I have a bit of trouble with raiding, and Ethereal Circle is really great, and they're gave me a lot of assistance and let me take breaks when I needed to take breaks. And if you need the details of why I need a lot of help, it's in my blog somewhere. I'm sure you could find it. But anyway, I started raiding with them when they were still doing Kara. And we were doing Kara one night, and we had just finished Prince. And we had a particularly rough time with it that night. There were just infernals everywhere, and we were all backed into a corner by the end of it. So at the end of that, I needed a couple-minute break, and we were going to go do Nightbane, so we had to run down to where he was, and I needed a couple minutes, and everybody was running anyway, so I asked if I could take a break, and BRK, and everyone's like, sure, take a break, go ahead. So I put myself on follow on BRK, and I said, like, don't drop me. I had barely gotten a second to get up before I was dead. What had happened was BRK's running, he's running, and I'm on follow, and he goes into one of those little, you know, the twisty staircase? He goes into one of those little side rooms for God knows what reason, because everybody knows you don't go in the side rooms. But he went in there by himself for some reason and immediately, you know, aggroed the elite trash mob, and he came running back out on the stairs, and I'm still following him. So do you know what he does? He feigns death. Just feigns death, and of course dumps aggro right on me, and I was dead in half a second. I'd barely even gotten to get up from my computer to take my break yet, and I was already dead. And all of a sudden you hear over Ben, oh my gosh, what happened to TJ? What happened to TJ? And then in Raid Chat, I didn't talk on Vent much, because when I get really stressed out, I have kind of an embarrassing stutter, so everything I said was in Raid Chat. Just across Raid Chat, it says, BRK, you bitch. And he just does not, he could not stop laughing. I swear, to this day, I swear he did it on purpose, but he claims that it wasn't on purpose, but it was so funny that he wishes it was. So we both had to run back. I think he did eventually die anyway, but anyway, that's why BRK can't be trusted.
I'm not done yet, idiot!
Okay, so...
Voices from the Nether?
Voices, go ahead.
Voices from the Nether. It's a new one.
Yeah. We actually have a question.
Yes, we got a question.
From Tiberius, who has sent us some email in the
yes,
past.
Yes, many, so we, couple, I think he's had an email in every, the last three show, this show and last two before shows, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep
well,
it coming.
Well, the other one we didn't publicize.
Yay.
I just sent it to.
Tiberius. Yeah. Oh, okay. He's been sending us lots of emails.
Yes. Yes. So we thank Tiberius for his emails.
And just so you know, he signs his email that he is the OCD spec hunter. I find that very, very interesting. So,
yeah.
Yes. We should put his the link to his guild, not the guild, his blog on the in the show notes or something if we haven't already. Because he does
yeah,
have
okay.
a blog, Tales
yes,
from Tiberius.blogspot.com with minuses in between each word.
Yeah.
But we'll put the link in the show notes so that you can go
the
there.
Notes.
Maybe he has, he's take a look.
Okay, so his question. You want to read out his question?
Sure. So, he says, I have been looking around for that quest in Northrend that allows you to fly a plane and go shoot stuff with it. Ooh. I have looked at the Gnome Airport but could not find it there. Can you folks help? And I believe
okay.
the one you're looking for is...
Okay, I'm not totally sure if the one that he's talking about is the one that leads to your... leads to the cold flying, you know,
yeah.
that used to be the quest chain to get that.
I think the one he's talking about is the one that's in Howling Fjord.
Well, there's two. There's the one in Howling Fjord, and there's the one in Sholazar Basin that is the quest that leads to getting
yeah.
the cold flying training.
But
the one in Howling Fjord is,
yeah.
By... the
it's like a pit.
The steel point.
Yes,
that is outside. It's to the north outside. Well, to the probably to the west outside of the west guard keep.
Mm-hmm.
If you pass, if you take
it's
the
north.
Bridge, yeah, north. If you take the bridge over the over that gulf area, that you have to go and get the ore.
The chasm.
yeah, the chasm or whatever. If you take the bridge over there, it's going to be the next hub zone, and there's going to be a plane that you can pick up there, and then you can shoot gargoyles.
Yeah, and that's stuff. A daily quest you can do.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's looking at, because yeah, there's one in Sholazar. I know that's a regular quest.
That yeah, you it's do, a regular
that you
quest.
Go, you fly there and then you fly back, but there's not really much to do. You shoot out things. The other time, there's actually one more, much later, in Ice Crown.
Well, I haven't done Ice Crown, yeah. So that's probably yeah. why I
there's
don't
some
know
stuff
about.
In Ice Crown, and there it's also gargoyles that are chasing you and stuff. But this is like they have bombing and they have shooting, and there's different ones. There's actually for Alliance anyway, you get into this like place that it's like, you know, it's infra green or something. It's pretty funny. It's like in the north end of there. So that's like a couple of them. There aren't any at the Nome Airport, as far as I know.
No, not in the Nome Airport. No. There's
but
one
so,
in Howling Fjord.
Yep.
Which is a daily that Finn is talking
yep.
about.
And
the other one is in Sholazar Basin.
Yep.
It's a regular quest.
Yeah, and then the Ice Crown one, there's a regular quest, and then it turns into a daily also. Just like the Howling Fjord, I think, from what I remember. So then there's a ton of dailies in Ice Crown. So, but the one in, maybe it's the one in Ice Crown you're looking for, maybe it's Howling Fjord. The one that they showed in as a demo, like before Wrath came out, I believe was the one in Howling Fjord. I think that was that area. Not sure though.
Yeah.
Because it didn't look like Ice Crown. And didn't look like Sholazar Basin.
Okay.
So, anyway, we hope we have solved your question. If you haven't already figured it out for yourself by the time you hear this.
If this show comes out.
If this show comes out sooner or later, because we're getting later and later. But hopefully that'll do it.
Yeah.
Anything else in our mail?
No more mail.
Yeah, we don't have any voicemail. We also still are waiting for our moments, but we'll get into that after this.
This portion of the Twisted Nether Blogcast is brought to you by Invisia brand Sneaking Potion. Are rogues that use Invisia extra handsome or beautiful? I don't know. I can't see them because they're so sneaky. Try Invisia from Christopher Alchemy Laboratories, now with 10% less explosive diarrhea. Invisia Sneaking Potion isn't for everyone. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, headaches, heartburn, hair loss, dry mouth, water retention, hallucinations, vertigo, dementia, restless leg syndrome, psychosis, PMS, coma, memory loss, halitosis, mental retardation, reincarnation, hip dysplasia, ringworm, spontaneous combustion, planned combustion, necrophilia, hot dog finger, babies, rabies, scabies, pimples on the keister, deja vu, St. Vitus dance, Ebola virus, fake British accents, oily discharge, fear of clowns, tire licking, super strength, and the inexplicable need to move during flame wreath. These statements have not been endorsed by a GM and are not intended to replace the advice of a shaman or priest.
Do not rejoice. Your victory is a hollow one. For I shall return with powers beyond your imagination.
Are we back from this? Are we back from this? Yes.
Yeah,
this
we are.
This is over. Whatever that was that you were listening to.
Yeah.
It's over.
We're back.
We're back from that. This, whatever I said. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Another Twisted Nether blogcast, as the guys from Twit say, is in the can.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
It's in the can.
In the can. All done. But we do want to ask you again for the last time.
Yeah.
We want your twisted
after
moments.
After this, we're just going to put them in the show.
Yeah, we're just going to do it because, we're begging way too much here. We want your moments, wow moments. You've been listening to this show now for a while. We know you. You have. I see you listening. You've been listening. You know we ask for these every time, for the last three times or something like that. We want your wow moments from 2008. Yes, Mayor, I asked for 2007 in the blog Azeroth chat channel today. I was, I don't know, almost just tired. Anyway.
Just tired.
Yes, twisted, your most twisted moment of 2008 from WoW. Great save, funny death, awesome trick, amazing gift. Whatever your best moment is, your worst moment is, anything. Funny, not funny. If you are deadpan and you are not funny at all, I don't care. Call us anyway. Share it with us. We want them.
Yeah. And how do they share it with us, Finn?
You share it with us. by right. No, you don't write it on sand in Sanskrit. You record your moment and send it to info@twistandnether.net if you'd like. Any type of format is fine. If you can, whatever, you can do it MP3, whatever. Or even easier, call and leave us a voicemail at 206-203-4546. If you're a blogger, mention your blog. If not, mention your name and your server, whatever you'd like. Also, please, please, please spread the word. Write a post, sing a song, and let's ring in the new year with all the great memories of 2008. Since it's almost the end of January already, I'm going to put a cap on this now. Because it's going to be 2010 before I get enough things to make a whole thing out of this. Come on, guys. Do it. Get them in before February 6th. Please. Yes. Please do it. Come on. I think this would be awesome. This is going to be so much fun. The ones we've already gotten are awesome, and we don't have many. So, you know, I don't care if you're funny, really. It doesn't have to be funny. Call us and just tell us something cool that happened, you know? We won't make fun of you much.
Much. Look at that.
Okay. I love that. We'll make fun of you a lot.
We won't make fun of you at all.
We'll make fun of you a lot if you want. Oh, okay, maybe not. Okay, Bree promises she won't make fun of you. No, we won't make fun of you. We want these things. We ask you for them because we think that it would be an awesome thing. We want to try this out. We want to make a whole show with these. And if we only get like 4 or 5, it's going to be the shortest freaking show we've ever done.
You guys can listen to it on the way from the car to work.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're done. Yeah. Hey, welcome to another. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, yes, please call. The number again is 206-203-4546. You can leave a long message. You can leave a short message. But please do it before February 6th. And please do it. And then we have the finale of our show that we always do, and Bree can start it.
Okay. So we are once again at the end. So if you have a question, tip, blog, or a post you think we should check out, you can let us know at info@twistandnether.net. You can also call the hotline and leave a memory so Fim can put a show together.
Yes.
At 206-203-4546, and our website is at www.twistandnether.net.
Yes, and we have forums. Our forums are hosted very graciously at Blog Azeroth. Thank you, Faye and Val, at blogazeroth.com. And our wiki is growing daily. We have new blogs added to our wiki every day. Thank you, Kes. Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Kes.
That's at wiki, wiki.twistednether.net. Go and have a look. It's a great resource. And if you find that your blog is not there, or one that you really like is not there, then send us email at wiki@twistednether.net. And I would go first to the wiki, and there is some information about how to submit a blog. And follow those instructions, because that will make Kestrel's life
easier.
Much, much easier. And whenever it comes in the right format, it gets added lickety-split. When it's in the wrong one, he's got to go dig it all up. But he does it because he's a great guy. And we thank him very much, as usual.
Thank you, Kes. You're awesome.
Yes. And tell him about iTunes.
Yes. Well, we actually got a new comment.
Oh, we did. You didn't tell me. You always tell me.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was sick today.
Was it a good one?
I'm sorry. We're up to 15.
15.
And it was a fantastic comment. Awesome. So thank you very much. And so if you listen to us via iTunes, so you can hear us gush again, leave us a comment.
Yes.
We will really appreciate it.
Yes. And if you want us to say who you are on the show in the comment, tell us that. Say, you guys are awesome. Mention my name in the show. And we'll do it. We promise. Right here in this part of the show, right here when we talk about iTunes.
Yeah, we'll do it. And so next week we got Jess.
Yes, Jess, who we talked about just recently.
Yep.
Lady Jess is finally making it on the show. She's been a friend of ours for a while. And I think it'll be an awesome show.
Yep, it'll be great. And so we'll see you guys next week.
Yes, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
is Lady Jess from Lady Jess and Then Some, and you've been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Hey, this is Demilius from A View From Behind, and this is your Hot Pockets from the Internether.
From across the Internether.